Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's Friendship Circle, episode 28, Family Summer Jam. And we're going to have Chibi, Kadama, and Jason Dinner and the Jungle Gym Jam on our show today. It's another double interview. So, between the interviews, we're going to have a summer bucket list, and maybe we can play some cool summer road trip songs. And our first song is Going Crazy by Chibi Kadama, because that's going to be our first interview. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we have an interview with Chibi Kadoma. Hi.
Hi there. Hi.
And ask some questions. Can you answer them?
We would love to, Chloe. We're all here, all seven of us.
Okay. And our first question is, how did you start your band?
Well, should Daddy answer that one, guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, one day we were driving down the road, and I was always trying to find good rock music for the girls to listen to, and I was playing one of my favorite bands from when I was a teenager called Weezer, and I had made a nice playlist of their music, and my girls were just belting out these songs in the back seat. And I was like, man, this would make some great kids' music. And so we decided to give it a try of making music in that style. And now we're 4 CDs into it and making lots of music. And we're having a blast doing it.
Cool. Did you have any favorite songs from your band that you liked?
From the band I like or from our music?
From the band that you liked.
Oh.
Well, the girls liked a song called Pork and Beans.
And I like a song called Surf Wax America and Holiday.
Cool. And our second question is, how do you say your name? Each of us in the family were fighting over how you said your name.
You say it Chibi Kodama. Some people say Chibi. It works either way.
Okay, because all of us were saying it. I thought it was Kiki Kodama, and Dad thought it was Chibi Kodama, and Mom also thought Chibi Kodama also. But it's Chibi Kodama. And now I should tell them because now you know the name.
That's awesome.
And our third question is, can each band member please tell my listeners their name, age, and grade?
Sure thing. Okay. So you go first.
Wait, what?
She wants to give your name, your age, and your grade.
Went up a level this summer.
Okay. My name is Tasha, and I am 9, and I'm in 4th grade.
Okay, and who's next?
I'm Adrian. I am 11 years old, and I am in 6th grade.
Okay, and next?
I am Allie, and I am 13, and I am in 8th grade.
Okay, and our next one?
Tori, do you want to come talk?
Do you want to say how old you are?
Tori, say hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Tori.
And how old are you?
Me.
Good job. Dory's 3. She's not really in school yet. And Searsha is only 8 months old, and she is sitting here in my lap. And she is in college.
And our fourth question is, what instruments do you all play?
Okay, well, I will start with me, because I do most of the instruments. I play guitar, and I program the drums, and all of those things. But hang on just a second. We have fuzzy, fuzzy baby. The girls are going to start learning some guitar and synth. We've been slowly but surely starting to learn other instruments so that we can incorporate them. Chasa is learning keyboards. And Allie and Addie are going to start learning on what's called a Loog guitar, L-O-O-G. And we're going to start doing some stuff with that. But we all sing and use our voices as our instrument.
Cool. Do you have any favorite songs that you made?
Yvonne, do you have any favorite songs that we made? Yvonne hasn't introduced herself yet. This is Mama. This is Yvonne.
Hi.
What's your favorite song,
Yvonne? I'm Mom. I think my favorite song is probably Stardust. But I really like all of them.
What about you girls? Do you guys all have a favorite song?
Ordinary. I have two favorite songs.
Okay, wait. One at a time. Allie. This is Allie. Chloe.
Hi. I have two favorite songs. One is called Real Friends Fight, and one is called Acting Like We Don't.
Okay. Awesome.
My favorite song is Daydreamer.
And Addie?
My favorite song is Bordinary and Countdown.
My favorite is Countdown as well.
Cool. And our fifth question is, how do you make your music videos?
How do we make our music videos?
They're all different.
Oh, wow. Well, we typically, a lot of times they kind of happen on, kind of spontaneously. We, like, a couple of the ones from, like, for That Way and I'm Always Right, we were on vacation and we're like, hey, let's make a music video today. And so we just got out the camera phone and we had fun. And a lot of them have been like that, where we just played. Some of them we worked for a long time making animations on a weekend and tossed them together. And mostly we just try to get together and have a lot of fun making those and do the best we can. We're starting to learn a lot of new stuff and hope to do a lot more animated stuff.
I saw two of your music videos.
Oh, yeah? Which ones?
I forgot both names, but I saw one for Bordinary, but I don't remember the name for the other one.
Oh yeah, was it animated or was it us goofing off and being weird?
It was you guys. Both of them are you guys.
Did it have the funny chin people talk like singing?
No.
No? Oh, you might like that one, Chloe.
Okay. And that is our last question, so thank you.
You're all out of questions? Okay. Well, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Chloe.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hi, welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now, Chibi Kadama is going to play a quick song for us.
Okay, this song is a song from our Dragon CD, and it's called Acting Like We Don't. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Feel like I'm standing on a mountaintop, looking out at everything. And all at once, I feel like everything is looking back at me. If I just keep it cool and play the elder rules, I think I will be okay.
Okay.
Don't rock the boat, just try to keep the boat. Just get through one more day.
Is that really what you want? Is that really what you want? Will it get you where you want to go? Oh no, oh no. Who are we playing? If you don't let it, all you see is dead. We'll never let go.
What makes me so different from them? Do they have the same fear? Do they cry the same tears? Do they have other things like me? Trying to get through the day.
There's got to be a better way.
I'll feel it, I'll experience it every day. Acting like we don't, no matter, make it go away. Trying all along to keep it hidden. Well, that may all be true, but it
doesn't make it easier.
People like to stop and stare, looking at you like you're nuts. They complain and they fuss, but you're standing on the street in your underwear.
Is that really what they think? Is that really what they think? Do you really think you know? Do you really think you know? Everyone is thinking that we know. Beware of it.
What makes me so different from them? Do they have the same fears? Do they cry the same tears? Do they have other things like me? Trying to get through the day.
It's got to be a better way.
Don't know what anyone's thinking. You could be scoring, but instead you're sinking into rut.
Did you like that?
Yes. And thank you for interview.
What is that?
Thank you for the interview and for the song.
It was our pleasure, Chloe. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Chloe.
And I think what you're doing for St. Jude is very, very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, and the baby is fussy.
And thank you. Bye.
Bye.
And here's a summer bucket list for all you wondering what to do in the summer. There's nothing planned yet. You can go camping. Maybe you can go in your backyard. Maybe you will find a nice outdoor lodge. Well, wherever you go, you can be camping. Another place is to make s'mores. You can do that while you're off in your camping also. Because that's the smartest for anything. So if you have a fire, if you want to make a fire outside, you can. If you want to make it while you're camping, you can. So you can make s'mores. Go on vacation. Maybe there's a place you'd like to visit. So you can go on vacation and see that place. Play in the pool. Maybe there can be pool noodles. Maybe you play. Maybe you play. Maybe you can play like swimming races, or just rest in a float, or have family fun with your family. Visit a faraway friend. Maybe that friend will like to see you again. Well, whoever you visit, have fun with them. Our sixth one is eat ice cream. It's good for summer and for spring, because it's spring right now. But it's in June. Today's June 1st. For some of you, it might be a lot of days of school. For me, just a few days of school left. So, for how many times you're going out in the summer, do these stuff. They're fun. And back to the ice cream. You get ice cream truck. You can make ice cream. You can even get ice cream. Or you can dress up as ice cream and have somebody pretend you're eating them. That would be funny. Play outside. You can have fun. Maybe you like to go on a swing set. Maybe you have a treehouse and you want to play in it. Well, play outside. Playing outside is fun. Plant a garden. Maybe you didn't plant your spring garden yet. Plant in summer. But if you plant in now, good. You got the spring garden set to do all the rest of the things in the summer bucket list. Play water balloons. Whatever water balloons you get, try to throw a bunch of people. Have fun doing that. Have an outdoor or indoor movie night. The movie night will have your school off, so you can do a movie night, outdoor movie night with your family. You can watch whatever movie your family wants. And those are our summer things to do that all of you should do. But if there's one thing or two things you don't like to do, just skip those stuff on the summer bucket list. Maybe you're doing them in a neat and orderly manner and going in order. Or maybe you're just going crazy and see what you have planned. And our third song is Summertime Santa by Jason Dinner, because that's our next interview.
What does Santa do in the summertime when there are waves to surf in the warm sunshine? Does he kick off his tall black winter boots and throw on a red and white suit? Does he play skee ball in the boardwalk arcade and go with Mrs. Claus for a walk in the shade? Summertime Santa down the shore, serving up treats in the ice cream store. Fly with a banner behind his sleigh to remind all the kids to share their beach toys. Does he play volleyball with kind girls and boys? Does he hang up his big red winter coat and take time to unwind on his fishing boat? We'll be right back. Santa, summertime Santa, I'm glad you're on vacation with me.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we have an interview with Jason Dinner and the Jungle Gym Jam. Hi.
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 Hi, and I have some questions. Can you answer them?
We are ready, willing, and able.
Yep.
Okay, and our first question is, how do you start your band?
Amy and I have been writing songs together since early on when we got married. Amy was a teacher.
Mm-hmm. I was a preschool teacher and then a special education teacher.
And so we wrote songs for her classes. We didn't do it all that often, but we loved it when we did it. But when Holly came along into the family, and she got a little bigger, and she got to be almost 2 years old, and she started to understand a lot of what was happening in the world around her, we got excited by this, and we wanted to write songs for Holly, and we wrote lots of them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
And that was 3 years ago, because now Holly is five.
Yep. I just had my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And our second question is, who are your musical influences?
You're from New Jersey like us, right?
Yes.
We love a lot of New Jersey's best musicians. So we love Bruce Springsteen, right?
Yep.
We listen to Bruce in the car. And we love Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
And Southside Johnny, who's a good friend of Bruce Springsteen. Yep. So a lot of New Jersey music influences the way we sound today.
Yep.
But we also love a lot of other children's musicians, some of them that you interviewed, and they influence us too, like the Sugar Free All Stars and Chibi Kodama have become a little bit of an influence. I understand you just interviewed them a little while ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In fact, Holly has become very good friends with Chibi Kodama's little three-year-old girl. Holly is in their video for Bordinary.
Yep.
Some artists that have been around a long time have become influences, and even some new artists just popped up for us and we just learned about also become influences. I guess we get influenced by almost everything that we listen to that we like.
Mm-hmm. But especially Lori Berkner, Justin Roberts in the beginning, right?
We were
by them.
They were special because Lori Berkner and Justin Roberts inspired us to start making music for children as a regular thing.
Cool. I heard of Lori Berkner and Justin Roberts before.
Oh, they're wonderful. And you got to see them both in concert if you can.
Yep.
Okay. And our third question is, tell me about Bruce the Dinosaur.
Bruce the Dinosaur. Okay, well, Amy is our puppeteer, awesome Amy, who holds up Bruce. So you want to speak for Bruce a little bit here?
Okay, well, excuse me. Bruce is sort of a nod to, is pretty much a nod to Bruce Springsteen in dinosaur form.
Yes.
And he is a hadrosaurus, which is dinosaur fossils that were found in New Jersey, in Haddonfield, New Jersey, as a matter of fact.
That's close to Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. And our song, Jersey Dinosaurs, explains about the hadrosaurus and also throws in some interesting little facts about New Jersey, like Taylor ham, egg, and cheese.
It's a Jersey thing.
It's a Jersey sandwich.
That's right. And also about things that we love to do in New Jersey. Like, do you like to go to the beach, Chloe, the Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
Okay, so we think these dinosaurs were probably on the Jersey Shore, but long they didn't have a boardwalk to walk on, and they didn't have tilt-a-whirls and other rides and water slides to go on. So they just had to have fun being dinosaurs. And Holly, what does Bruce like to do? And what do you do with Bruce when he comes on stage? We all what?
Roar.
Roar.
Roar. Yeah, so that's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. When I saw your show, I bet everybody roared because I heard a lot of loud roars. And we also roared too. The rest of us roared, and the show was fun, and we were like talking about your songs when we were finished, when we were walking to our car, we were talking about them, and then now we're in interviewing you. Which is also
that is really, really cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
We're excited as you are.
And our fourth question is, your new album is called Lollipop Motel. Where's your favorite place to stay at the beach?
Holly, what's your favorite place to stay at the beach?
The Lollipop Motel.
So that's where the album got its name. There is a real place in Wildwood, beautiful motel with colorful doors, all different colors, and it's called the Lollipop Motel. And guess what, Chloe? On the front of the album, that album cover, my dad took a picture of the Lollipop Motel's front sign at night, and that's what you see on the album cover.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Chloe, what town do you like to go to at the beach?
Well, I like to go to Long Beach Island, and I like to stay there, and we go with some of our family, and we stay there. But in fact, we're going there this year, also.
Oh, very cool!
Great. Long Beach Island.
Yeah, we got to go there, too.
We have to go there, definitely.
And our fifth question is, what's your favorite thing to do in the summer?
Oh, in the summer, it's got to be the boardwalk with the rides, right?
Yeah.
Holly and I like to go on roller coasters together, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and when we go to the beach, we all like to go in the swimming pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We love to listen to concerts, listen to music outdoors.
Yeah.
We like riding the big bicycle on the boardwalk.
Oh, yeah. There's pictures of us doing that. If you ever go to the boardwalk in Wildwood, Chloe, in the mornings until about noon, you can ride your bike on the boardwalk, but they'll rent a big bike that the whole family can ride on. It's like a Flintstones car with a cover on it. And everybody pedals it together. And it's so much fun.
You have to watch how you steer. You have to be really careful because people walk.
A lot of people walking. You have to bike around them.
Mm-hmm. When I went to Disney World, I saw those kinds of bikes before. But we were almost going to buy one, but they were all out for the day when we went to buy one. And we were going to ride it around the boardwalk. But instead to the sweet shop instead, and we got some treats to take home.
Oh, yeah, the sweet shop. Oh, mm-hmm. I know someone here who would like the sweet shop. She's nodding her head.
What's one of your favorites, Holly?
What's your favorite sweet?
Cotton candy on the boardwalk.
And that was our last question, so thank you.
Thank you, Chloe, and congratulations, because you just met your goal for fundraising for St. Jude's.
Yeah, and
congratulations.
Thank you for sending in. And we also, actually passed our goal, but because we're actually at our 600 right now, but it's supposed to be 500, but we passed it up, so that means we're at our goal already.
That's great. But that's even more help for the kids who need it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and thank you.
You're very welcome.
You're very welcome.
And thank you for such an enjoyable interview.
You're welcome. Bye.
Have a good night.
Bye, Chloe.
Have a great night.
Bye.
Bye.
There's a land that I see where the children are free. And I say it ain't far to this land from where we are.
Take my hand, come with me, where the children are free. Come with me, take my hand, and we'll live.
In a land where the river runs free, in a land with a green country, in a land to a shining sea. When we'll live in this land, you and me, hand in hand.
Take my hand, come along, lend your voice to my song. Come along, take my hand, sing a song.
For a land where the river runs free, for a land through the green country, for a land to a shining sea. And you and me are free to be you and me. Every boy in this land grows to be his own man.
In this land, every girl grows to be her own woman.
Take my hand, come with me, where the children are.
Come with me, take my hand, and we'll run.
To a land where the river runs free, to a land through the green country, to a land through the shining sea, to a land where the horses run free, to a land where the children are free.
And you and me are free to be.
And you and me are free.
And you and me are free to be. You and me.
Free to be.
You and me.
You and me.
Free to be.
Free to be.
You and me.
You and me.
Free to be.
Free to be.
Free to be.
You and me.
Thank you for helping us reach our St. Jude goal. Special thanks to Jason Dinder for donating a portion of his sales and to Full Van Fun for matching each donation. And here's our friendship pledge. Never be alone unless it's summertime fun with your family. Bye.